above only, not beneath the lenders and not the borrowers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT. KQJO.
This is KAYTFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Father, we worship you because of who you are. You are the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. You have sanctioned and declared this very day from the foundation of the world. And now, Father, as we find ourselves coming to the culmination, the closing, the termination of yet another year, we thank you, Father, for all you have done and all you continue to do. And now, Father, we embrace you as we celebrate the name of Jesus. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest. For truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are watching by internet, and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you today, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through about 8. Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 8. When you found it, say amen. And we have it on our screen where we find these words which are recorded. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the voice was filled, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the thong from off the altar. And he laid it on upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sins purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Thank you. You may be seated. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Who shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. I want to use our topic this morning, Lord, send me. Lord, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, God Almighty, send me. My brothers and sisters, in the sixth chapter of Isaiah, we see a man by the name of Isaiah who is called out by God to be his servant, to prophesy to a nation. And that nation was the nation of Israel. And Israel was not living according to God's will. The ministry God called Isaiah to would prove to be a difficult one. It would not be one of praise. It would not be of wealth. It would not be one of comfort. But God did give Isaiah one gift. And that gift was the gift of seeing the Lord God in heaven. God has a way of revealing and unveiling things to us in a supernatural way, in a supernatural time, so that we can fulfill the purpose and the plan that he has for this dispensation or this church age. The vision of God would be one that would inspire him and strengthen him during the many days of his ministry. And if there was ever a time that pastors and preachers and layperson and the church need to be strengthened, it's this very day right now. In verse 1 through 4, we see what God is up to. And I want you to see it as well as you follow along with us. We see what Isaiah saw. For it says in Isaiah 6:1, Isaiah saw God's position. Isaiah saw God in his sovereignty. And that word, my brothers and sisters, sovereignty means his power. It means his dominion. It means his rule. God, my brothers and sisters, rule and reign over everything he created. Everything that has transpired in this generation, everything that has been birthed, everything that we see, everything that we witness, God created it all. He is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. Nothing escapes him, absolutely nothing. Our life does not escape him. Our personality does not escape him. My thoughts does not escape him. Why? Because he is omniscient. He is a knowing God, and nothing can escape the God who knows all, sees all, and is above all. What kind of God is it that we serve that we cannot escape anything? Anything that he created. What kind of God is it that we serve that knows my thoughts before I think it? What kind of God is it that knows my movement before I move? What kind of God is it? I tell you, he's a sovereign God who has dominion and rule over every single thing. And nothing will escape him. And Isaiah saw the Lord. He saw the Lord in his glory. And this glory had a profound impact on his life. And what I can say is, whenever you come in contact with the Lord, your life is changed. Whenever you get a dose of what the Lord is doing, you cannot be the same. You will not act the same. You will not walk the same. You will not even teach the same. When you have a relationship with the Lord, your life is significantly different. I would not be the man I am today if I had not had a personal encounter with the Lord. I have shared with you, I was happy in Dallas. But the Lord says, I've got something greater than where you are. My brothers and sisters, when life seemed to be falling apart, and that seemed to be what's occurring today, in this generation where we see viruses and all of the other things that are happening, where we see economic success and economic collapse. That's crazy. How can it be successful in a collapse when we see misrepresentation and misinformation? When we see all of these things happening, when we see everything seem to be falling apart, when we are confronted with problems after problems, Dwayne, we need to remember that God is still in control. I don't care about what your health says. I don't care how you feel. God says, I'm in control. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care about the people that we've lost. God says, I'm still in control. But God, I'm falling here. I don't know which way to go. He said, I'm the way. I'm your sustainer, I'm your provider, I'm the one who is in control of your life. When you think that you can't make it any farther, you call on the one who said, I am the source of life. What appears to be a tragedy to many of us may be the greatest thing that could happen in our lives. Pastor, how can you make that statement? How can something be a tragedy? Because God has a way of turning things around and make it good. God has a way of turning our bad situation and make it good. God has a way, even our upsets and down, and turn it away, turn it around, and make it good. Because his ways are not our way. Neither is his thought our thought. God, what are you up to? He said, wait till you see what my end result is. Our problem today is that we can't wait on God because we are right now trying to get an instantaneous healing, an instantaneous blessing. And the Lord said, but you don't know what my end result is. My brothers and sisters, Job is a perfect example of a man who lost everything. He lost his children, his home, all of his possession, but God. I love that word, but. That conjunction says something is important that's about to be said. But God was in control of all of Job's possessions. We don't own anything in this world. You may think you own that home, but you're going to leave it one day. You may think you own that car, but you're going to leave it one day. But God, who is in control of everything, said, when you follow me, I can give you more than what you experience in this life and in this day and time. And now, my brothers and sisters, we know why Paul said in Romans 8 and 28, and now we know, what is it that you know? Now we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. We've got to get that because it's not your purpose, it's his purpose. We've got to get that. We weren't seeking Jesus. Jesus was seeking us. We've got to understand that we would have never found him.